For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A U.S. congressman stands accused of criminal insider trading. Upstate New York Republican Chris Collins denies he did anything wrong.
I believe I acted properly and within the law at all times.
He appeared in court to face accusations he illegally leaked confidential information about a pharmaceutical company to his son and the father of his son's fiancée, helping them avoid big market losses on bad news that he knew and the public did not.
As alleged in the indictment, Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system.
Jeffrey Berman is a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
He tipped his son to confidential corporate information at the expense of regular investors, and then he lied about it to law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A U.S. congressman stands accused of criminal insider trading. Upstate New York Republican Chris Collins denies he did anything wrong.
I believe I acted properly and within the law at all times.
He appeared in court to face accusations he illegally leaked confidential information about a pharmaceutical company to his son and the father of his son's fiancée, helping them avoid big market losses on bad news that he knew and the public did not.
As alleged in the indictment, Congressman Collins cheated our markets and our justice system.
Jeffrey Berman is a U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York.
He tipped his son to confidential corporate information at the expense of regular investors, and then he lied about it to law enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping at GetTheTea.com. Use promo code USA at GetTheTea.com.
In California, police arrested a man accused of setting the Holy Fire south of Los Angeles. Meanwhile, more than 4,000 firefighters continue to battle the Mendocino Complex fire. The threat to homes is frightening residents. The fire has already destroyed 75 homes, and more than 10,000 structures are still threatened. Officials now say they don't expect to have this fire fully contained until September. 11 hungry children found at a compound in New Mexico were being trained to be school shooters. Court documents say Siraj Wahaj was teaching the children how to shoot and use different kinds of weapons at the compound located near the borders of New Mexico and Colorado. Authorities raided that compound last week and found 11 emaciated children there. They later also found the remains of a young boy suspected to be the man's son, although the identity of the remains are not yet known. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
It was a night of extremes in primaries and special elections in five states: Ohio, Kansas, Michigan, Missouri, and Washington. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Tuesday ended without clear results in a special election that was being held in Ohio's 12th congressional district. Right now, it looks like that race will come down to provisional and absentee ballots. And in Kansas, the governor's race also is too close to call. Mike Allen is a political reporter with Axios Politics. He boils down now what